If you're eating one half and you leave the half, if you're eating something that only needs a burden of poshes, then you have to make another bracha when you from that and you continue eating. If you're eating something that you make a bit of the mazana, then you do not have to make a bracha when you come back. Which is definitely better for the Muslims. The fact that you went out of your place and came back, or you went to another place, is not considered to have a more passing to also by other things that need, certain things that need out of Nisya, also is considered Torn Brach and Kramer, and therefore does not need another Brach if you left. This is all when you ate a kezayis of that amount. If you even washed and you ate less than a kezayis and you left the building, you're going to have to make another bracha after. That does not help. If you leave the building, it doesn't help. That helps with it from one room to the next. Now, if it's a full meal, even if it's something that's torn bracha and primary, then even without that, then you do not have to make a bracha again. The thing that das, the only place where das is a factor is if it's something that's ain't a torn bracha and primary, like a coffee, or apple or whatever, and you're going from one room to the next, not out of the building. From one room to the next, and it says you're supposed to have das, even though you're in the same building, we're going from one room to the next. And the Pesach is a big discussion. You could treat it as another room.